I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. High blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and stroke, and about one in three people in South Carolina has high blood pressure. To talk about preventing and also managing hypertension is Dr. Daniel Lackland, co-director of the MUSC Stroke Research and Education Center. Dr. Lackland, can you first tell us what are some of the signs and symptoms of hypertension?
That's the critical question, because there are none. Indeed, it's known as the silent killer. High blood pressure leads with stroke, as heart disease, as you said very, very nicely, as well as with kidney disease. So knowing your blood pressure number, measuring blood pressure, is really the only way that we know what blood pressure is doing.
Since there aren't any specific signs and symptoms that we might just feel, that tells us then that we must be checked regularly for blood pressure?
Absolutely. And I think, as you said, a third of our population, our adult population, is indeed hypertensive. And that doesn't, certainly as we get older, our blood pressure goes up. But we have many people that are 18, 19, 20-year-olds that have elevated blood pressure that need to be getting that treated. So the key to it is knowing the blood pressure number. And those are two numbers, the systolic blood pressure, the top number, and the diastolic pressure.
And should we just be getting our blood pressure checked once or twice a year? Should we be checking it ourselves? What's realistic here?
Those were great ways that you just suggested. And now blood pressure, it doesn't hurt to have the blood pressure measured. So there's a variety of different places that we can go. Most drug stores, even grocery stores, have a machine that we can put our arm in there. It'll take maybe 30 seconds to a minute. That's there. You mentioned, I think, very nicely, having home blood pressure monitoring kits. These are very inexpensive pieces of equipment that we can have in our home, just like we have scales for weighing. We could be measuring blood pressure in that same type of mode. And certainly every time you go to the doctor's office, you get your blood pressure measured. But there's a lot of other opportunities to measure blood pressures, and sometimes it's even better not to be in the doctor's office. I get kind of anxious and nervous when I go to the doctor, and sometimes my blood pressure is up just for that particular reason. So being able to measure my blood pressure at home is a very important part for me.
Let's talk briefly about prevention. What can we do to try to keep our blood pressure lower?
Top of that list actually is salt intake. We eat a lot of salt. When we eat salt, we retain fluid, and oftentimes that increases our blood pressure. And some of us keep that fluid on for a little bit longer, and the blood pressure then stays up. Certainly weight. If we lose weight, the blood pressure goes down.
And what other preventative things can we do?
It's very important, though, that just as we get older, that our arteries get stiffer and our blood pressures go up. And that's just the way life works. There's a genetic component to high blood pressure, in which family members have it and goes back in time. So in those individuals, the important thing is to take medications. There are some great medications with little, if any, side effects of there that successfully lower blood pressure. And it's just critical that we lower the blood pressure and lower it to the goal blood pressure, monitoring that blood pressure over and over so you know how your blood pressure is going up or down. And by doing that, we can indeed prevent those outcomes of elevated blood pressure, strokes, heart attacks, end-stage renal disease, kidney disease that you've already brought up.
Dr. Lackland, thank you so much for providing this update about hypertension.
Indeed, my pleasure to be here, and everyone, keep your pressures low.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.